WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome humans. Jackson Reed here, your daily dose of motivation served up fresh with a side of real talk. You know that feeling when life starts to pile on? Like you're juggling flaming torches while riding a unicycle on a tightrope. Yeah, that's stress and anxiety talking, folks. And guess what? Besetting more people than ever in this crazy world we live in. But don't worry, because today we're diving headfirst into practical strategies to manage those feelings and reclaim your inner zen. Buckle up, because this is going to be a game changer. First things first, let's talk about the elephant in the room. Stress. It's like that annoying little voice in your head constantly whispering you're not enough or what if you fail. But here's the deal, stress isn't always bad. A little bit can actually be a good thing, pushing us to perform and achieve our goals. Think about it, ever nailed a presentation because that nervous energy got your adrenaline pumping? Boom. That's controlled stress working its magic. But when it becomes chronic, when those whispers turn into shouts, that's when we need to step in and take control. So, how do we do that? Well, my friends, it all starts with awareness. Ever notice how sometimes you just react without thinking? Like snapping at a loved one because your deadline is looming? Recognizing those triggers is the first step towards managing them. Ask yourself what situations tend to set me off. What thoughts and feelings come up when I'm feeling stressed? Once we know our enemy, we can start devising a strategy. Number 1. Exercise. I know, it sounds cliche, but trust me on this one. Moving your body releases those feel-good endorphins that act like natural stress busters. Think of it as a giant reset button for your brain. Even a 10-minute walk can make a world of difference. Next up, mindful breathing. It sounds simple, but taking a few deep breaths when you feel overwhelmed can literally change the way your brain responds to stress. Focus on your breath, inhale slowly through your nose, hold it for a few seconds, and exhale slowly through your mouth. Repeat this several times, and watch as those anxious thoughts start to fade away. Speaking of fading away, let's talk about sleep. Ever noticed how grumpy you are when you haven't had enough shut-eye? Sleep deprivation is like pouring gasoline on a stress fire. Aim for 7 minutes, 8 hours of quality sleep every night. Your mind and body will thank you for it. Now, here's the thing. Managing stress isn't a one-size-fits-all solution. What works for me might not work for you, so experiment and find what feels good. Maybe it's journaling, listening to music, spending time in nature, or connecting with loved ones. The key is to build healthy coping mechanisms that you can rely on when the pressure mounts. Ever feel like you're drowning in a sea of to-do lists and responsibilities? You know what I'm talking about, that feeling when your inbox is overflowing, deadlines are looming, and you just want to crawl under the covers and disappear. Yeah, we've all been there. Let me share a quick story. Remember last month when I was prepping for this big conference? My schedule was packed tighter than a clown car, and I was running on fumes. My mind felt like a tangled mess of wires, and every time I tried to focus, another task popped up. I was about to hit my breaking point until I remembered something my grandma always said. Take 5 minutes for yourself every hour, Jackson. So, I started taking short breaks throughout the day, 5 minutes of deep breathing, a quick walk around the block, or even just staring out the window and letting my mind wander. It sounds silly, but those little moments of calm helped me recruit, refocus, and get things done without losing my sanity. The moral of the story? Taking care of your mental well-being isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. Remember to prioritize self-care, whether it's through exercise, meditation, spending time with loved ones, or simply taking a break when you need it. When you feel good, everything else seems to fall into place. So, there you have it, folks, my top tips for managing stress and anxiety. Remember, you've got this. Take control of your emotions, build healthy habits, and don't be afraid to ask for help when you need it. I want to hear from you. What are your go-to strategies for handling stress? Share your thoughts in the comments below or on social media. And don't forget, subscribe to the Motivation Spark. We've got a brand new episode coming every day, packed with inspiration and practical advice to help you live your best life. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.